All right, Alexander, let's do a video on the main story for today, a huge story, and that has to do with Bob Woodward's book, actually Robert Costa and Bob Woodward's book, Woodward of Watergate fame. And I believe, Alexander, he was also of Ukrainegate Vindman fame, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, okay. Woodward is very regularly used nowadays by various branches of the state, of the deep state, to sort of pump out stories. And he's almost, if you like, the journalist of record as far as the permanent state in the United States is concerned. So I would regard this book as pretty authoritative.
Okay, well, hold that thought. He is used today because I don't know. Maybe we want to touch upon the Ukrainegate thing as we go through this video. But look, he has a book. It's called Peril. If the accounts are correct, if they're accurate, we haven't heard from General Milley yet. If the allegations are true, then in the final months of Trump's presidency, which is what the book covers, supposedly, allegedly, General Milley made a call to the Chinese, as well as to Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, but he made a call to the Chinese, and he basically said that he would warn the Chinese in case there was a nuclear attack, because according to the book, Milley believed that Trump was losing his mind, and there was some sort of right-wing coup that was going to be taking place. Actually, the CIA director, Haskell, also says the same thing to Milley in a transcript, if it's correct and if it's true, that there's some sort of right-wing coup underway. And he tells the same thing to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi also made a statement pretty much the next day where she said, don't worry, everything's under control with regards to the military and the nuclear codes. Anyway, Milley contacted the Chinese. This is, if the allegations are true, there's no doubt about it that this is an act of treason. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know, but I'm just using common sense, and everyone is saying that if the accounts are true, then this is an act of treason. Once again, we haven't heard from Milley. Let's hear what he has to say, if he even says anything. We haven't heard from the Biden White House either. But he went around the chain of command. He contacted the Chinese. He said he would warn them about an attack. What do you make of this, Alexander? Once again, Woodward. This is... something's very fishy here. Anyway, what do you think?
Well, to begin with, first of all, Woodward, as I said, he's an authoritative figure in journalism. I say authoritative not because everything he publishes is necessarily true, but because what he publishes is usually what the people in authority want us to know about. And I'm assuming that this is all true. I have no reason to doubt that it is true. Milley has not contradicted it. Pelosi hasn't contradicted it. Gina Haskell hasn't contradicted it. It's completely consistent with all the information that we were getting at the time. This relates to the events in the last couple of weeks of the Trump White House after the events on 6th January. And it relates to that period of time. And what we see is the senior military officer of the United States, the person who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he is going around telling everybody that the president is out of his mind, that he's going to make all the decisions himself, that he's essentially going round the chain of command. He's telling people that they should only take their instructions directly from him instead of from the civilian authority. And he's also in contact with the military of a foreign power, that foreign power being China, which at the present time is the major adversary of the United States. And he is telling the Chinese, in effect, that he is in control and that the president of the United States is not, because that is what it amounts to. If he is telling the Chinese that they don't need to have any fears or concerns of anything happening because he will have warned them about it in advance, what he's telling them in effect is that he's the man now in charge. The president of the United States is not in charge. Now, that is extraordinary. That is a military official, an appointed military official, superseding the chain of command. And first of all, I mean, to say that this is unconstitutional and irregular, I mean, that is to put it absolutely mildly. But then to go ahead and broadcast that to the military leadership of the United States' most powerful adversary, I mean, well, you use the word treason. That's a very strong word. I mean, treason as this, I mean, you know, perhaps he didn't realize the implications of what he's doing, even though he's the most senior military officer. I don't want to preempt any legal action. But to say that it is insubordinate, I mean, is a massive understatement. I mean, it is an astonishing thing. And of course, he should be sacked. Of course, he should resign. Of course, there should be an investigation. There might very well be grounds for bringing criminal proceedings here, because this is, I mean, it must violate all kinds of military rules and regulations. I would have thought a court-martial offence at the very least. But all of us know, we all know that none of that is going to happen.
Here's a tweet from Jack Posobiec. Coup. Plain and simple. He has the title of the political article, of the CNN article. It says coup. That's it. From the Federalist, Sean Davis. In addition to being an incompetent woke buffoon, Milley is apparently also a traitor. Strong words. He's also a traitor. From Inez Stepman. I know we're supposed to be all worried about how crazy Trump was in this story, but this, if true, is legit treason. Stephen Miller. Milley needs to go. No excuses. Once again, Jack Posobiec, another tweet, arrest General Milley. A lot of people are coming out and they're saying, arrest him, traitor, treason. Yeah, yeah. Of course, if true. And Milley is a consultant too. I mean, as a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he's purely there in a consultant role. If he didn't agree with Trump at any time during his role, he could have left. I mean,
well, absolutely,
he wasn't being forced to be there.
Well, can I just say, first of all, he's not. He is an official who serves at the will of the commander in chief, who is the president of the United States. I mean, that's a point which I think, you know, we need to bear in mind in all of this. I mean, he is not in a position to make these sort of decisions. People use the word coup. Now, let's just talk that through. A senior military official is assuming the role which legitimately belongs under the Constitution of the United States to the commander-in-chief, who is the president of the United States, elected by the people in accordance with the Constitution. Now, that is totally irregular. I mean, a coup, I don't think it's too strong a word to describe this thing. It wasn't obviously a permanent coup, but it was depriving the president of one of his key functions, which is the function of the exercise of the role of commander-in-chief. It was reducing the president, in effect, to an icon, to a symbolic figure, until, of course, the Democrats were able either to remove him from office via impeachment or his time in the White House ended. So it was depriving the president of his power. That is a usurpation of power. And I think the word coup is an appropriate word to describe it, because the mechanism that is being used here is a completely illegitimate one. It has no basis in US law. Now, if General Milley had serious concerns that the president would do something irrational, as a senior military official, as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the first thing he should have done is he should have spoken to the president himself. He should have said to the president, Mr. President, I have to tell you strongly that I completely disagree with this decision. I think if you want to launch a nuclear strike on China, which is, I mean, I even to talk in that way, I mean, it shows how crazy the scenario was. But if you want to take that decision, I must tell you that I strongly disagree with this decision. So does the rest. So does everyone else who is in the Chiefs of Staff. If the president then insists on giving that kind of crazy order, then, of course, what General Milley does is that he informs the other elected officials of the US government, the vice president, the secretary of state, the members of the cabinet, and all the rest, that he's been given an order which he considers insane, and those officials are able to take certain steps under the 25th Amendment. Now, that is the proper procedure that could have been followed. I mean, it's a, can I just say, a ludicrous scenario, one which had no relation to the events at the time. But, you know, that was the procedure. Milley didn't follow it. He didn't consult with the vice president. He didn't speak to the secretary of state. He didn't talk to any of the senior officials of the United States, apart from the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who was at that point in time trying to get the president impeached. But he did speak to the senior military officials of the country, China, with which the United States is currently in an adversarial relationship. Now, to say that this is wrong, I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, I find it almost incredible to try and discuss this. And, you know, I'm going to say this. I mean, again, I'm choosing my words very carefully here. If you want to talk about madness and lunacy, don't look at Donald Trump. Look at General Milley. I mean, you know, this is so off the scale. I mean, that I am struggling both to understand what happened and to understand his own reasoning here, that a senior military officer in the United States could behave in this fashion demonstrates how completely bonkers the situation in Washington at that time had become, and how profoundly insubordinate, to put it mildly, the entire military leadership was. And note that he wasn't acting on his own. He was acting with the approval of the Speaker of the House of Representatives and with the support and approval of the director of the CIA, who, I would add, has no role anyway in internal issues in the United States. The CIA is a purely external intelligence agency tasked with external matters. And she, of course, also serves at the wish of the president. And her job always is to advise and consult with him. So, I mean, you know, people use this word coup. I think that is a right word. But, I mean, that doesn't even capture the lunatic quality of this whole thing.
Well, okay, you touched upon two of the questions that I had. So let's just dig into it. Let's start with the first one. You mentioned Pelosi and Gina Haspel and the CIA director. If they knew about this, aren't they collaborating?
Absolutely, with, of course. Milley? Well, of course they are. they should have told him straight out. What are you doing? I mean, this is madness.
We have Nancy Pelosi, Alexander, the next day making an announcement to the press and telling the press, do not worry, we've got the nuclear codes in the military under control. So keep that in mind as you proceed.
Oh, absolutely.
We have her on video saying implying she's spoken with top military officials and everything's cool.
Well, it's precisely because of things like that that I believe the story in Bob Woodward's book, because, as I said, it corresponds exactly with the information we were getting at the time. I mean, I've no doubt that this story is true, personally. I mean, as I said, it's not been contradicted and denied. But, of course, as I said, Pelosi, Haspel and Milley were working together to oust the president from the exercise of his constitutional functions. Now, as I said, whether it's treason, that I leave to the lawyers in the United States to decide. But
is it collusion?
Well, I think it is absolute collusion. Of course it is. It's collusion in an illegal act, because this act must have been illegal, if only under military law. I would have thought, as I said, that Milley is subject at the very least to court martial. He is, I mean, imagine, you know, that you're in the middle of a battle And a colonel decides that, you know, his general isn't making the right decisions, and he decides to somehow oust the general from his off, you know, his office and take charge himself. I mean, you know, that's mutiny, if you like. I mean, that it seems to me, is what we're looking at here. And it must be a violation, at the very least, of military law and a court-martial offence. And it's been done by the United States' most senior, uniformed military official. He didn't consult with the Secretary of Defense, apparently. He didn't consult with the Secretary of State. He certainly didn't consult with the Vice President, who made it very clear at the time, if you remember, I'm talking about Mike Pence, that he did not see any grounds for exercise of the 25th Amendment, and so clearly didn't think that the President was out of his mind or anything of that kind. This is a decision that Milley made, not on his own, but after consultations and discussions, I should say illicit consultations and discussions, with the Speaker of the House of Representatives and with the Director of the CIA. Why was he even talking to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, by the way? I mean, he is a member of the executive. He is part of the executive branch, which is headed by the President. I mean, the whole thing is just, as I said, it's borderline ludicrous. It's something which, to say that I never expected to see it in the United States, well, it happened.
Yeah, we had 4 years of Russian collusion, but now I think we're seeing the real collusion.
I mean, this is an important point to say, because, I mean, this whole thing has to be understood in the context of Trump derangement syndrome, which had been going on for 5 years before, not just 4 years, but 5 years beforehand. It actually started during the 2015-2016 election cycle. And this is what it led to. It led to a situation where a military official, a senior military official, with the support of the director of the CIA and of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, was actually usurping the functions of the President of the United States. I mean, I just trying to imagine what James Madison, who was, you know, the major drafter of the Constitution, what Alexander Hamilton, what George Washington, what the founders of the United States would have said about this scenario. They would have said this whole Constitution was intended to prevent precisely this situation from ever arising. And the incredible thing, you read a whole series of tweets, you read tweets by people who see how damaging this decision was. And you neglected to mention one of them, who was Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, he who started the ball with the second impeachment. But he also says this is a gross violation of the chain of command and Milley should resign immediately. But the other thing is, you're reading all sorts of other tweets now from all sorts of other people who are representing Milley as some kind of hero for doing this thing. I mean, to be very clear, there was no possibility of the President of the United States launching any sort of right-wing coup. There was no possibility of the President of the United States, Donald Trump, launching any kind of attack on China. No such thing was talked about or threatened. The President did want to withdraw the troops from Afghanistan. Well, the existing president has, of course, done precisely that. But there was no justification for General Milley to do anything, the sort of thing he did. Of course, I'm talking about moral justification, because, of course, legal justification just didn't exist. It simply wasn't there. This is a crazy situation, and it shows how completely crazy some people in the US government have become.
Well, I'll get to the fact that some people are trying to defend Milley and others are not, because I think some dots are starting to connect. Anyway, the tweet from Vindman, I had it pulled up, actually says, "If this is true, General Milley must resign. He usurped civilian authority, broke the chain of command, and violated the sacrosanct principle of civilian control over the military. It's an extremely dangerous precedent. You can't simply walk away from that do the right thing in the right way. That's the hashtag that Vindman, remember, Vindman tweeted out. You know, Milley, this is a coup because Milley tried to take over the military. He was definitely influencing the military from Zero Hedge and from CNN. It says Milley's treasonous effort allegedly stemmed out of fears that Trump could go rogue, according to CNN. Quote, you never know what a president's trigger point is, said Milley, who just separated an entire family of Afghan civilians from their moral coils in a haphazard drone strike. Exactly. Just a few days ago, he killed a family of 10. But anyway, Milley took extraordinary action and called a secret meeting in his Pentagon office on January 8 to review the process for military action, including launching nuclear weapons, speaking to senior military officials in charge of the National Military Command Center, the Pentagon's war room. Milley instructed them not to take orders from anyone unless he was involved. Quote, no matter what you are told, you do the procedure, you do the process, and I'm part of that procedure, said Milley, unconstitutionally, before going around the room and looking each officer in the eye, asking them to verbally confirm they understood. Milley considered it an oath, is according to the authors and to CNN's reporting, and Zero Hedge is reporting.
Yeah, well, can I just say something else? What did all those officers say in response? Did one of them come back and say to Milley, well, just hold on a moment, you know, what is the status of this meeting? What is the status of this discussion? What authority do you have to talk to us in this fashion? What is going on here? Because I would have thought that properly trained officers of the United States military ought to be asking those kind of questions. And we hear about a secret meeting in the Pentagon. Secret from whom, precisely? From the commander-in-chief? I mean, don't tell me this isn't mutiny, because this is what this clearly is. I mean, it's astonishing. And it shows that Milley's actions, you were talking about collusion with the Secretary of with the Speaker and with the Director of the CIA. Well, clearly that collusion, if you want to call it that, I don't see why one shouldn't, by the way, mutiny if you prefer, extended not just to Milley himself, but to other senior members of the US military. The whole thing, as I said, just, I mean, I'm struggling to come to terms with the reality of this thing. But yes, if you take away from the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, his key functions, if you reduce him to, in effect, a totem, because that's what it was, preparatory to his removal from office, well, to me, that looks like a coup, because you are acting contrary to the clear guidelines in the Constitution of the United States and military law. And by the way, when Vindman says that Milley should resign, well, of course he should, but there should be an investigation. And as I said, if at the very least, there should be a court-martial proceedings brought against the military officials who carried out this thing, including, of course, Milley himself, because they clearly violated military law here. And, of course, if there's more serious offences like treason, which I'm not saying there is, treason is a big, complicated offence. I'm not sure about the whole realities of it. But if there are, then, of course, that should be investigated and prosecuted also. And then Milley can come along and explain why he did what he did and can defend himself and can explain to the court or the military tribunal and the American people why he acted in the way that he did. Because I don't understand it. I mean, it seems crazy to me. And, of course, why he communicated what he was doing to the military leadership of a foreign power. I mean, just imagine, you know, you'll see Xi Jinping be very clear. The Chinese Mi leadership reports to Xi Jinping at this moment in time. And your chief of staff is coming along and tells you, well, I've just had this call from the chief of, you know, the chairman of the chiefs of staff, joint chiefs of staff in the United States. He tells me that we shouldn't worry about the possibility of a nuclear attack, because he has the situation under control. He's, in effect, acting as the president. What is Xi Jinping going to think at that moment?
Yeah, the Chinese, I mean, must think that the U.S. is bonkers. Yeah.
They were that is exactly what they must be thinking.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you about China, but you answered it. They must be thinking that the US is Bakker. But we have these two names again, Woodward and Vindman, pop up. Woodward and Vindman, those are the guys that wrote, that did the interviews in the White House during Trump's presidency. And I don't even remember the name of the book that Woodward came out with. I don't think the purpose is for him to come up with really good books. I think the purpose for him is something else. But he came up with this book, excerpts were leaked, and you had the whole Ukraine gate thing, right? The transcripts and Vindman and the whole impeachment and all that stuff that that followed. Once again, followed Woodward's White House interviews. You have the same exact scenario taking place now. But for some reason, even though this was the final 3 months in the Trump White House, and maybe Woodward's goal was to further tarnish Trump and further propagate the January 6th narrative, for some reason, we've now had CNN and the New York Times get early excerpts out of this book and really drive home the Milley narrative. The Washington Post, CNN. They're driving this narrative home now, and you have certain parts of the mainstream media which are protecting Milley, and they're calling him a hero, most notably MSNBC. But you have the Washington Post, CNN, and it seems the New York Times, which are, you know, kind of saying that, well, Milley did say these things, and he did do these things, and he did talk to military officers, and that's interesting. They're not really trying to bury Milley, it seems, but they're not trying to save him, and that's very telling. Now, when I was in last week, when I was in Poland, Alexander, I did a video, and I talked about the drone strikes that killed the family of 10 that Zero Hedge mentions, which you know, Milley was probably one of the people that gave the okay for that. I don't know, maybe, or maybe consulted Biden to do it in order to cover the Kabul debacle, the airport terrorist attack and the debacle in Afghanistan. And I mentioned that it wasn't the fact that, you know, the drone strike, a terrible drone strike, killed a family of 10. RT had reported on this about a week earlier. It was the fact that the New York Times was pushing this story very, very hard. And they were hyper-focused on Milley. They were focused on Biden, but they were hyper-focused on the lies of Milley. And the New York Times did an excellent job of reporting it, you know, like they should. You know, they dotted their I's, they crossed their T's, and they buried Milley and they exposed his lies. A week later, you have this. What is going on? Because, I'm sorry, Woodward, Vindman, White House interviews, Milley, some people protecting him. It looks like some people are trying to throw him under the bus. Some institutions, I'm sorry, are trying to throw him under the bus. Some are trying to protect him. Some dots appear to be connecting. Is this some sort of battle going on in the halls of D.C. for control of the White House, for control of the executive? Are we seeing a mini civil war break out in the deep state and the Democrats in the left? I mean, what do you think's going on? Because, yes, it could all be coincidence, but I don't know.
No, it is not coincidence. Nothing like this ever happens by coincidence. Nothing ever happens by chance. I think that, to be say straightforwardly, Milley's probably toast. I don't think he's going to remain in office for very long. I think he's being set up as the scapegoat for the debacle in Afghanistan. I think that's one. And I think also the fact that he was talking to the Chinese in the way that he was, I think people are broadcasting the fact because there's clearly a struggle underway within the military, not just the military, but, you know, the civilian administration about policy towards China. I've just done a video about this, and which will be up eventually soon. And I think a lot of this is going on. But I suspect also beyond that, there must be some people, even in the current administration, who are looking back now and are thinking about some of the things that took place in January. And they must say to themselves, this General Milley was just off his head. And, you know, we can't allow military officers to behave like that, because if they continue to behave like that, then, you know, the United States is in a very bad place indeed. I mean, I suspect there must be some of that going on as well. But I am sure that the fact that this part of the book has been published, the Woodward book, the fact that Vindman is going out making these things, and Vindman is very protective of Biden. I mean, that's one thing that's come out very close, clearly, from his Atlantic interviews that Vindman has recently been giving. The fact that the big media outlets like the New York Times, even the Washington Post, are being much more restrained about this, as you said. That strongly suggests to me that somebody's out to get Milley, and I'm pretty sure that they will get him before very long. But that shouldn't, in my opinion, detract from the sheer enormity of this story. If to my knowledge, this is the first time in the history of the United States that a military official has behaved like that. I have never known a situation before where there was an overt act by a senior military official to essentially oust the president from his functions. And bear in mind that he was supported in that step by other senior military officials. As I said, they all turned up to this secret meeting, this private meeting in his office. I mean, the very fact, as I said, that there was a private meeting at all is extremely irregular and concerning in itself. And, of course, he was also in contact with Pelosi and Haspel, and that was also concerning. So, the fact that something like that took place tells you that things are not well in the United States, because a military official, a senior military official, the most senior uniformed official in the US, was prepared to take that step and carry out something which people are calling a coup, and effectively, as I said, essentially amounted to that. And the fact that that has happened in the United States, to my mind, shows what a dangerous place the US is in. And it's far more important than what happens to General Milley in future. The only way to deal with this problem properly would be, as I said, to have that kind of investigation and to carry out a court-martial. But, of course, none of us expects that will ever happen.
No, I don't think anything like that will happen. If anything, they'll just kind of let Milley resign or move on or something like that to cover it up. But, you said that this is enormous, and I agree with you, it's enormous. But seeing the way the Democrats and the deep state have operated the past 5 years, this could have been easily covered up.
Well, absolutely.
Easily covered up. And they wanted this out. There's no doubt they wanted this out. The part that gets me is, yes, they're after Milley, but it ensnares the CIA director and it ensnares the Speaker of the House. That's the part that throws me off a little. I would say, is it a technique to protect Biden by getting rid of Milley, or placing the blame on much of the problems of the Biden White House on Milley in a way? Okay, I could get there. But the fact that you implicate the Speaker of the House and the CIA director kind of tells me that something's a little off. But there's no doubt that you also have some establishment neoliberal media channels. Some are really pushing to support Milley and they're calling him a hero. Others are kind of saying, well, he's not really a hero and he did do A, B, and C, and we're going to report on it. It's something is at play, it seems.
Oh, absolutely. Something is at play. Absolutely. And I agree. I think that there is probably a power struggle going on. I mean, God knows this administration is very prey to power struggles. And it's clear to me, as I said, that Milley himself is toast. But again, as I said, let's not overlook the enormity of this. And also, if nothing is actually done, if there is no investigation, if there is no punishment, well, let me illustrate the point by making a comparison with another case. Let's talk about Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn had a telephone conversation with the Russian ambassador. That was a perfectly proper conversation. He carried it out as the incoming national security advisor of the president-elect. We know from the readout, the transcript of that conversation, that nothing untoward was said. But he was placed under investigation. He was interviewed by the FBI. He was eventually prosecuted. The judge in his case actually did accuse him of treason and said that he dishonoured the flag, though the judge, Judge Sullivan, eventually had to apologise for that. There was a smear job on him. There were critical comments made about him in the media. And, of course, his political career was destroyed and his military career was wrecked. And he's got all kinds of problems that have dogged him ever since. Contrast that with General Milley, a more senior military officer, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Not only does he usurp the president's functions unconstitutionally, but he broadcasts the fact that he's done that to the military of a foreign power. He holds a completely inappropriate telephone conversation with the head of the Chinese military, no less, and gives the Chinese military all kinds of assurances about something that was not threatened and it was not within his province anyway to give. So, of course, in that kind of situation, this is, I mean, you know, Flynn did nothing wrong and he was prosecuted. Milley's not going to be prosecuted after all that. That's what you tell me. And yet that's exactly what I expect. Now, as I said, there are power intrigues. There's conspiracies going on. As I said, Milley is clearly being targeted. Milley is clearly being going to be brought down. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Pelosi is eventually told, you know, maybe, you know, you've been around for too long. Maybe it's time that you took your richly earned retirement because, you know, you become a problem and an embarrassment. Maybe there's all sorts of factional infighting going on within the Democratic Party. I mean, it's difficult sometimes to keep track of all of this. None of this, as I said, has come out by chance. But let's not overlook the enormity of what happened. As I said, let's compare it with Flynn, who, as I said, was crucified. The media went after him. And what has Milley done? Well, Milley has done something which makes everything that Flynn did, which is perfectly legal, seem okay, like a picnic.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But my quick question, I think you might have put your finger on it. And I agree, it's enormous. And we've covered that. It's enormous. But who was behind Flynn? In essence, who do you think? We did a lot of shows, and who do you think? And you were the one that said, all of this looks like it's being driven by a constitutional law teacher.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
In his Oval Office, right?
Absolutely.
My final question, are certain people standing in the way of the initial plan before the elections, which was to get that constitutional law professor's people in the White House by a certain day? And maybe there's a certain faction in the White House that doesn't want to give up the power. Maybe.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I'm spitballing stuff.
No, you're not, because can I just
But you mentioned Flynn. You mentioned Flynn.
I did mention Flynn, and we talked about
who was behind Flynn.
Absolutely, I did that very much. Absolutely, and again, I always choose my words very carefully. When I brought up the topic of Flynn, I did so very well because, as we both remember, there was a meeting in the Oval Office, which was presided over by that professor of constitutional law. Bear in mind, I mean, Flynn was investigated because of a supposed crime under this fictitious Logan Act, which nobody takes seriously. And as I said, I mean, Milley's acted in a way that goes against the chain of command, which, as I said, has to be a breach of military law. So, I mean, that's the contrast. But, you know, it takes perhaps a person familiar with constitutional law to grasp these things. And, of course, we also know that a complicated transition from one president to another might be underway before very long. And perhaps, just possibly, the ground is being cleared to make that transition a little easier. And maybe the real target in all of this isn't Milley at all. Maybe he's just been hung out to dry because possibly the real target is Pelosi. And there's some concern that if there's going to be a transfer of power and if, you know, we have to exercise maybe the 25th Amendment, maybe something else, then maybe Pelosi might stand in the way. So maybe that's what this is all about. I don't know.
But maybe a shakeup before the midterms. Maybe.
Maybe indeed. Absolutely. Exactly. I mean, you know, so you know, maybe all kinds of things are underway and being are being done here. I don't know. But regardless, I mean, two things to take away from this. Firstly, the extent to which the situation in the senior positions of the US is in crisis has now been exposed in the most clear-cut way, and we should not underestimate that. The extent of the danger to the Constitution, I think, is now clear, and also the extent of the factionalism in Washington at the moment has now been exposed to full view. We no longer have a government in Washington any longer. What we have is a situation where factions are just fighting things out amongst each other and are each of them involved in a ruthless power struggle. And the government of the United States is no longer working in any meaningful way.
Absolutely. Well said. Ruthless power struggle, like a Game of Thrones scenario. Absolutely. All right. Wow. What a story. Okay. TheDuran.locals.com. We've got a lot of content. Alexander's got a video going up on this very topic there very soon, a video addressing this as well. So just go to TheDuran.locals.com and you're going to hear a lot more about this topic, a lot more analysis. And of course, you'll also get all our videos on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and SuperU. I'll put those links down below as well for you guys to go to those new media platforms. And what you have a UK Union Jack today, Alexander?
I certainly do. You can see it. I'm proudly British, as I always am, by the way. and I can see, I think you've got the mug of Greece, which is the other country that we have our connections to, and which we are also proudly Greek. So there we are.
All right. You'll find a link for 10% off under this video. Use the code REALNEWS. Take care.